ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome, motherfuckers, back. We are live in the Beat Room for Unlucky Number 13, episode number 13, Be Cool Podcast. How you been? How's your week been? Glad you're back with us. It's a Tuesday afternoon. Wakey bakey all the way up. You know, a little busy today. Had to get some food prepped. It's going to be a long week. It's Tuesday, I know. Tried to get it done yesterday, but, you know, fell into some other games. We'll talk about that throughout the podcast. Beautiful part, though. We're skipping the dark magic today. No pure black coffee. Because it's the afternoon. I mean, the cooking's already commenced, as it were. So we're drinking a nice little glass of wine next to us. You'll be hearing that slurp-a-derp all through the night. You gotta get the air bubbles in there. Really taste the full body of that Riesling. We'll get into that a little bit later here. But we're live from the Bead Room, in the compound, taking care of the lands, running the streets in the gator, putting out the recycling and the trash, 3 miles down the driveway. Game never ends out here. This is how the King Sub does it. Not a Sub King, the King Sub, because I do the substitution for the King. So anyway, the weather's been gloomy, it's been windy. There were some delays in flights. Took another day to get out. They're gone. We're here. What's up, motherfuckers? Hope you had a great weekend. Buffalo Bills win. We're 6-2. Looking real nice. Got a soft schedule coming up. Could end the season 11-5. We'll see what happens. Buffalo Bills looking really nice right now. Rough game last week, but this past Sunday was really nice to watch them play. Happy, happy, happy thoughts. Downtown Johnny Brown, touchdown Buffalo. Montgomery looking good. Frank the Tank Gore. Little Joshua Allen. Is that his name? If I get it wrong, who gives a fuck? I'm not. Well, you're someone going to judge me? I was rooting for Thurman Thomas and Andre Reed. You're going to point your fucking fingers at me, Marv Levy. Come on now. Tasker. Throw daddy a bone. Jim Kelly. What you know about it? Come on now. Come on now. Like I said, we wakey-bakey all day, every day now. It's a good little gem for everybody. Get relaxed and get your day started. If it puts you to sleep, don't do it. Or you're using a wrong strand. I don't have a wrong strand because I just go ahead and do what I do. So I don't know what these other motherfuckers are doing falling asleep, but that doesn't happen to me until I'm ready to go to sleep. So get your shit right, get focused, and don't do shit that don't make you motivated. You know what I'm saying? Stay far away from that kind of nonsense. Hopefully I get in the story time, but, you know, there's a lot to talk about. So, like I said, hour late, house sitting this week, up at the compound. You know, I got 4 dogs. I got a pit bull, a little one-year-old pit bull. Mix, got to be a mix, can't be a pure pit bull. Then I got a little trotter, man. I mean, this... The tennis ball magnet. It's like a machine. Loves the tennis balls. The little mini tennis balls. It's like Ellis Burks out there back in the 80s. Catching those fly balls for the Sox. Unbelievable talent. And you got the two chihuahuas that, you know, they run the joint. They don't case the joint. They run the joint. They bark. You know, something's happening around here. So there's a fart in the wind or something. You know, so if they're barking, you knew something happened. That's, you know, not right in the air, such as the mailman or UPS or DHL or FedEx or any other company that's on their way up this driveway throughout the day. The boiler's stacked twice a day. You got to feed the beast. Only way to keep the house heated. Not really, but it's, you know, cost efficient, and that's what the king likes. So that's what gets done. It's just a process. I take care of what needs to be done. Little windy, so, you know, the 2 big cocks fell down, had to get back into the woods and take care of those. So, you know, I haven't seen some deer, but not really up close. Little babies, though. Little babies out there walking around the fence line out here by the catamount. If you've ever been running out by the catamount, a little further down from the, further up, I should say, from the golf course. And there was some flooding, I'm guessing, on Friday afternoon, down on River Road. If you live near the waterways in Chittenden County and throughout, you probably saw a little bit of flooding throughout the region. That's probably dissipated by now, you know, the ground's sucking it up, getting ready, getting nice and fat for the winter that's coming at the end of the week, probably. Snow, likely. Not a big fan of that garbage. Hopefully it's nothing. It's not like I have to do any shoveling out here. You know, the grounds crew will be through after they take care of Fenway. So, like I said, up in the bead room, skip the coffee, drank all the Trulies, all the rosés are gone. That started just because we had an extra night to party, so we kicked it. I mean, the rosés were gone Sunday night. The Riesling was popped. Sips of Sunshine. Was out at McGillicuddy's drinking Hennessy and Cokes. An Edward I had and some other drink. I mean, some other IPAs. You know, I was all over the place. Just enjoying life. You know, embracing what it throws at you and conquering it, demolishing it, and coming out the other side with a clearer mind. That's always the progress report we look for at the end of the day. But yeah, another episode of Dublin Murders. I don't know if I told you this about this guy. I don't even know if it's out yet. It's supposed to be on Stars. I swear I just saw a commercial out on November 14th, but on the place I watch my shows, this motherfucker's on episode 7, and I still don't know what the fuck's going on. Some kids got lost, some kids got murdered, but it looks like there's got to be some kind of, like, magic thing going on, because some kid got two big claws in the back, like someone turned into a werewolf or something. That's all I can tell you. That's what it looks like. I haven't seen the werewolves, but so I don't know. They're holding this one tight to the chest. Power's looking great. Little mid-season finale. So they're taking a little break, and then they're coming back for the last 5 episodes of the series. So we'll see where that takes off in the next output of that by Fitty and them. Trying to get into hear that Kanye album. I still haven't, you know, I don't get into music like I used to, man. When I was slinging the rod around and making, you know, recording tracks all day, that's all I did. I listened to every fucking mixtape. That's how I know all these old, that's how I know these classic joints that nobody ever heard before. I know you hear the B-side, I got the C-side that, you know, ain't nobody heard before. You know, nobody know about that Saigon, son, or that Bishop Lamont. There's only a few select motherfuckers out here in these cold streets of Vermont that, you know, keep their ear to the grindstone like that. You know, I was deep in the bushels, man. But anyway, not here to brag, not here to talk shit, but, you know, that's inevitable in the life I've led. So, you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt that it is. So, you know, if it gets a little off kilter, I'll rein myself in. You don't have to do that. I've been doing that my whole life. I'm not in any position where I'm going to be going to jail. So, you know, I'm handling my business. I don't worry about any shit like that. I don't fear death. Fuck the cops. But I don't really, you know, I'm not doing shit illegally anyway. So you can kiss the backside of my ass. But so I don't need it. I don't need that. But I'll rein myself in. That's what I'm here for. That's why it's called the Be Cool Podcast. And, you know, we're going to pick it up a little bit this week because, you know, this is my first sip of the day. So, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast. Have my first sip. Let me tell you, yesterday, finally start cooking. I get shaved beef from the deli counter. Like, I don't know what it was. It must have been sirloin or something because this shit was fucking top notch. But anyway, I make a Philly cheesesteak pizza. I use this beer dough. I make an olive oil infused garlic with oregano and a little bit of butter infused oil. I use some chived whipped cream cheese, and I mean probably a tablespoon of that with the oil and the garlic infusion. I put a hot pan. Heated it up. I put the oven on 500, heated the pan in the oven, pulled out the dough, nice flatbread style. Didn't put any, no high crust, just edges, you know, just barely an edge. Philly cheesesteak style. Listen to this. Sauteed the steak, did all that. Red onions, caramelized Then I did bell peppers, yellow peppers. Sweated those all the way down. Turn, you know, getting them loosey goosey. I put the dough on the oven. Jesus, man, I'm trying to feel something. I didn't even stutter yet, and I was just stuttering. So I take the hot pan out. Immediately put the dough on it. Make sure it's spread out to the edges. Nice big ass square pan. Put it back in the oven. 3 minutes later, I flip it so the other side. I mean, it's easy. Once you heat that pan up, the dough won't stick. Guaranteed, all day, every day. Flip it 3 minutes after. Cook it for a little 3 more minutes, just so that other side, so I know that the bottom has at least, you know, gotten a little heat on it. Take it out. Then I use the spread, the oil infusion with the little chive cream cheese, popped it to another notch. Let me tell you, spread that all around. This thing was looking like, it looked like a big ass flatbread with just butter on it. It was just delicious, looked delicious, but wasn't greasy, because this is what happens. Then I put the steak on. I did a little sharp cheddar cheese, just a sprinkle, sharp cheddar sprinkle. I'm not going heavy, just a light dusting, just to add to the compounds inside that oil and butter and cream cheese, whipped cream cheese, chive style. Put the steak on, put the onions, put the peppers on. Then I did just flaps, American cheese and provolone. Boom, 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 boom. Put it in the oven. Let that thing cook. Let there soil light brown on some of the edges of the cheese. The American cheese, that's when you get to pull it. You don't want that getting black. You don't want to get it dark brown. Just want to see it barely, like, you know, once you could see it just covering that meat and just like, ooh, just lat like silicone on top of this, just oozy goozy boozy delicious pizza. Wasn't oily at all. The bread, all that nice, that dough just sucked up that juice that was on top of it. Heated up some pieces today in the pan, because that's how you do it. The heat rises, gets the crust back to hard, gets a nice crunch on the bottom. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. Let me tell you, when I think about it now, my lips are like one of those Lebanon rats I was slapping around. Real wet, real juicy. Kind of like that Riesling. Shout out to those Lebanon rats. We did the apologies episode, so now we can just go back to, you know, the original recipe, because let's just call it what it is. You know, I call myself a scumbag and a jerk off. I was a little rat too, no doubt about it. Rats always fuck with rats. You know, rats ain't banging the dog. You know what I'm saying? That's just not happening. Rats are rats, just the way it is. That's how we get it down. So, got that pizza done yesterday. I got these, I don't think it was steak tips. It's got to be a steak tip, because it's four long strips of beef that are just beautifully marbleized. They got to be sirloin steak tips. That's what I'm guessing. I used a Brazilian marinade. Oh my God. Brazilian, you know, barbecue grill. Brazilian grill? Meat grill? Is that what they call it? Brazilian style. Marinade. Oh man, those things are just chunky, covered. I can't wait to sear those off tomorrow. Finish those in the oven real quick. Nice 450. 5 minutes, sear them on each side, 5 minutes in the oven, dang, bang, you're done. Probably gonna do some, probably eat broccoli with that, a little roasted broccoli. Then today, I had some marinated chicken, Old Bay, let me tell you. What I didn't tell you, though, is I bought some green salsa verde because of a great dish that the Luka Doncic of Colchester made for me and Raimo. One night was a fucking enchilada dish. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you I love Mexican food. I love Mexican flavors. And I bit into this first bite and it was just like, just filled to the gills with meats, cheeses, sauces. And he used the red and the green salsa verde in that mix. So it was a nice little combination of flavors. So I stole that little gimmick. I did have the salsa verde point out in the store, so I can't take all the credit for the steal, but it definitely was a mutual respect thing going on. So I marinated my chicken in a little olive oil, salt, pepper, red wine, water, just a tad, just to cover, just to get the liquids binding. And some Old Bay. Let me tell you about this Old Bay. If you ain't been in the South, you don't know what the fuck it, what's up. So Old Bay is what's used primarily if you go to a seafood roast, like, you know, you're doing crawfish boil or something like that. Or if there's a boudin going on or something. If you got gumbo or jambalaya, Old Bay is gonna be used seasoning something in there. That's just the way it is. Guaranteed there's some Old Bay in there. Great for seafood. Good for boils. Good for everything. So anyway, I fucked with chicken like that, right? So I'm roasting my chicken. Then I realize I'm going through the cupboard, and I realize that I got this green chili salsa verde. So I flip the chicken about 10 minutes, 15 minutes in. Then I cover the chicken. I mean, I wrap it up. If you tear enough tinfoil and you curl it up in on the sides, then you can just use that extra tinfoil to cover the chicken to finish your chicken. You never want to roast it fully uncovered. It's going to dry out. It's going to be fucked. So 15 minutes, I flipped it. Then I poured the salsa verde in it. Then I wrapped that sumbitch up and let that cook for 30 more minutes. I'm cooking low, 350, 375. Cook low, not high. Unless you want to get it done quick, cook it low. Low and slow is the key. While I was doing that, let me tell you little scumbags what I did. If you ever had a good chocolate bar in your life, it's a Symphony bar. Red or blue? Blue has the almond toffee in it. Big fan of the, the textural contrast. You know, I like textures. A lot of texture. But the regular Symphony bar is the best chocolate. It's like, it's made by Cadbury, but it's not that cheap Cadbury egg shit. It's that real milk chocolate that just melts. Oh, it's so good, right? So good. So while I was shopping for the house sitting, I go by. I wanted to get Milky Way, straight caramel Milky Ways that were all just caramel, because that's my delight. I'm a caramel man. If you got caramel, you know, it's odd because I let my coffee black, but I think caramel's halfway there, you know what I'm saying? And that, so I'm good with that all day, every day, and that's my favorite taste in the world. Milk chocolate next, and, you know, probably a rosé truly, gotta be third on the list. But Ghirardelli's triple chocolate brownies I cooked in the meat while I was cooking that dessert for a couple days is ready. I chopped up that big ass Symphony bar and sprinkled that in with the mixture. Put that in the oven, convection oven, 325, 45 minutes, obviously 45, Reese 45, check them out, at Reese 45 MC, Twitter. If you're listening on Spotify, or iTunes, or whatever, you know, whatever media you're listening to me, the podcast, subscribe or follow, helps us get the numbers up, help support us. Do you share it? Let your people know. You know, we're out here just jamming. You know, we're off the cuff. We don't do notes out here. I don't even have someone to talk to. Speaking of talking to, supposed to have this interview with the Gorilla's Garage, and these guys, it's like I don't exist out here, you know? A little sponsorship, can't even get these guys on the phone, for Christ's sakes. These guys are out in who knows where, blowing the fight with fire flames coming out the backside of their engines. Some guys are hammered, running across in Lake George, New York, crossing streets. I see the Lebanese Drake out there in New York. He's not even in the city. He's out in the no man's land. You know what they do to the Lebanese out there? Not much, because he looked like a regular white guy, but I mean, you get a good look at him. Got a different tint indeed. You know? But I don't know what's up with these crazy guys. Got to get a hold of me. Got to get this interview in. I want to do it. Obviously, got to do it at the garage. You want to have the atmosphere. I want them to be comfortable. Get, you know, a nice little 15 minutes, put that in the middle of the podcast, get you two more, you know, advertisements in there, you know, turn up for what? So got the, oh man, pulled those beautiful, beautiful brownies out. Can't wait to taste them. I'll let you know next week how delicious they were. If they were delicious, I won't get, I'm not going to lie to you. But that Philly cheesesteak pizza was delicious. And I'll let you know how those Brazilian meats have been marinating. I'm going to do nice little finger foods tomorrow. Broccoli, Brazilian steak. And I got these, man, I don't know if I should do it, but I got these Johnsonville grilled cheddar brats. So I don't know what they do to them, but they said they're grilled. So we'll find out. We'll see what that's all about. Give you a little review. It's always helpful. You know, I got to stay on subject. But, you know, we're bound. But that's what we do out here. We bounce around. That's how you stay cool, because you don't get focused on just one thing. One thing could drive you insane throughout the day. You know, negative. You got to let that shit pass, man. If there's shit, if there's nothing you can do to resolve an issue, then you're going to confront something at some point. You got to solve that problem. But if there's nothing you can do, your hands are tied. If it's up to somebody else to convict you, I mean, you're going to have to allow that process to play out, because you can't, if you have no abilities to change the outcome of a situation that's leaving you in a negative state, you got to just let it go. And that's the only way that can happen. And people say it's easier said than done, but that's the people who ain't done it yet. So go ahead, strap up your fucking boots. Go ahead and do that. You know, I'll be here waiting. Let me know how hard it was and we could talk about it. But we move on. Driving the Gator, you know, beautiful, nice to be out here in my, you know, 40 acres. Little Spike Lee reference right there, but it is 40 acres. Checking out the ponds, making sure, you know, the neighbors down at 345 are doing all right. And, you know, just take care of the pups. Sitting in the hot tub, make sure it's filled, make sure it's running properly. A lot of high winds. Like I said, the cocks fell down. Got to post those bastards back up. You heard there's snow coming. Not a big fan of that. Celtics play tonight. Celtics playing real good basketball right now. Fantastic basketball. Can't wait to go see them play in February. That'll be my Valentine's gift to myself, because I don't need no lady telling me what to do. But if you do have a lady or like a lady telling you what to do, bravo to you, man. Whatever. Or if you have a man that like you like having him tell you what to do, whatever, you know, whatever floats your boat. That's great. If you're living a good life, if you're enjoying it, go ahead and do it, I say. Raising Dion on Netflix. Go ahead and watch that. I will tell you right now, your favorite character will be a little girl that's in Dion's class, and her name is Esperanza. She's in a wheelchair, can't walk, motorized wheelchair, and she is the funniest, well-written, and just cute as fuck character that I've ever seen in my life. And it's a dynamite show. And if you like the innocence of children, like comedies like that, and just if you like that little supernatural stuff, I think Watchmen stories are involved with it somehow, but there's some superpowers in there. So, you know, be prepared for that. But it's not over. It's not like some guys with lasers are fighting each other. It's not in anywhere close to that. So it's more of a child trying to figure out what their abilities are and understand what's going on with some other, you know, it's a lot of, there's some drama, definitely some drama, not a lot of, it's some action, but it's more of a young black boy. I mean, there's race topics. There's a bunch of topics in there. So yeah, go ahead and watch that one. Let me know what you like. If you liked it. If you don't like it, I don't know what's wrong with you. You don't know well-written shows or, you know, great characters, well-written characters. So hopefully, without my little stab at you right there, that you would come up with an honest opinion about it. Well, we can move on from that and take a little break for a word from our sponsors. This episode has been brought to you by Gorilla's Garage, GORILLAZ Garage. Facebook.com/Gorilla's Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from
interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorilla's Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorilla's Garage, G-O-R-I-L-L-A-Z, Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs.
Okie dokie, Gorilla's Garage. That's right, man. Shout out to them, Lebanese Drake, and the boss, the big boss. I got to come up with a gimmick. I want to say Boss Bobby or something, but I got to. What's it? No one's going to tell me what to say. I'll come with it. I'll come with it. Creativity is a part of it, and that'll pop in my brain one time when I'm just rambling about some nonsense. Filler for this podcast. I'm going to take another sip just to let you know. When I do these pauses, you don't hear the... That means I'm still taking a sip. I do like to make the noise just so you guys can hear it. I think maybe it offends you or bothers you in a way that maybe draws in some more undivided attention. Because that's what we're going for here. I am the main event, the showstopper. I watched UFC the other night, passed out. I was all fucked up, man. I don't know where I was. I can't stay up. It was too late. I mean, usually I'm up till 4 o'clock. I can't stay up till past midnight here. Of course, I'm up at 6 because there's a dog that has to piss. So, kind of accelerates my day. But we don't complain about that because life is great and we make the choices. I make the choices I make, so I, you know, got to stand by those. Not happy about the summer being over with. Definitely not happy about this rain. Glad I don't have to see any more leaves because the pit crew was here from Fenway. Cleaned that up. I hate leaves, man. The sound they make scraping against the concrete or in the way they blow in the wind, man. But I guess that's how, you know, the seeding goes and the flourishing of the fauna around our great state of Vermont. So, I don't know. A lot of places lose it. Some places probably don't even lose leaves, right? Loose leaves. Someone's got a nice loose leaf? Let's roll it. Smoke it. God, having that Hennessy, man, brought me back. And that's why I realized I don't like ordering Hennessy at a bar because these motherfuckers don't know how to make it. Like, I don't need all that Coca-Cola, bro. Like, I want to be able to see through my drink. You smell me? Next time I'm just going to get a Hennessy on, you know, a double shot. Just, you know, hook me up, old-fashioned style. Give me a straight up. This Riesling, though. Boda Box. Yeah, so we're at a Truly's. Drank another Four Loko last night, man. Whew. That thing put me out. I tell you, all the Kush in California couldn't knock me out, but I got to watch Four Dogs, and I drink a 1-4 Loko, and it puts me out. That's when you know it's getting rough, man. It's getting rough out here. So, last week, we talked about the freak. Talked about the goddess a little bit. And we can move on to after. So, we leave West Lebanon. I leave West Lebanon. I move out of Couriers. Then I move in with Problematic. Back with Problematic. Out in a trailer in Heartland, Vermont with some land. Little fence with some cows grazing all day. Now on a dirt road. He's recording. I'm recording more. Me and Stack, who's my goddaughter's father, my boy, my man, my brother from Pomona, California. We're making a lot of music. We're doing the family business thing. That's what we call the name of the CD mixtape we're working on, Family Business. We're doing that. I'm hanging out with him a lot. Obviously, that's my goddaughter. So, you know, obviously there was a great connection built and time spent together. That's not just something that someone just throws at you for not knowing you for 2 years or 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And so that's all love, man. That's what that is. But I move out West Lebanon. Big change. Now I'm out in Heartland, Vermont. Now, in the meantime, in between, now this issue became was I got a DUI heading to my best friend's wedding. Now, maybe we should tell this best friend's wedding story. This is a good one. So I'm out in Heartland. It's Mr. Rose's birthday, who's part of Open Case Records, like I told you last week, okay? Mr. Rose's birthday. His birthday's on a Saturday. Wait, am I wrong on that? Is a wedding on a Saturday? His birthday is on a Friday. I'm up there Thursday because my friend's there already. So we spend the night. We have dinner. I think we're supposed to have drinks at like the upper deck, but we didn't actually go because they got in late or something like that. Maybe we just hung out and smoked a joint somewhere. But anyway, Friday we had his rehearsal dinner, and that was at some yacht club in Burlington, something like that. So what I chose to do was head back from Burlington, Vermont, head back down to Heartland, Vermont, which is right next to White River, so it's the same hour, almost 2 hours. I head back down. I pick up 2 bottles of wine from the Essex Beverage. That's right next to Rockies. I pick up 2 bottles of champagne. I'm sorry. 2 bottles of champagne. I know there's going to be other drinks there, but I want to drink champagne. I want to celebrate. It's one of my best friends. It's my brother. It's my best friend's wedding the next day, and it's my boy's birthday. Plus, my girl's going to be there, a different girl now. This is a girl that I actually met through Courier, and Courier, I think, used to mess around with her. But I started dating her. Very nice woman, beautiful woman. And that was really getting out of my player days, I thought, but I definitely was not that. So I'm driving. Go back to Heartland. Everyone's there. It's like 30 people there. We're partying all night. There's Jello shots. There's everything. Anything I wanted, it was there. I'm smoking blunt after blunt, bogey after bogey. I'm sitting there talking to my ex-girlfriend's there. I'm talking to her a little bit. The goddess showed up, so I'm talking to her. It was a big party. I mean, we're big cats out there at this point. You know, anybody who knows anything is going to be at a party that we are, you know, setting up. So we were chilling. There was a couple ciphers in there. I don't know how good it was, but I remember going in there roasting a couple cats because I was, you know, I was on my thing, I think. But so my goddess was there. Talked to her. It was all choppy. You know, we always had a good relationship, and even after, you know, my heart was broken. But so, and my current girl. So the party ended at some point. I don't know when it ended. I was fucked up. I wake up in the morning, my girl is with me in my bed, and I'm leaving early because I got to get back before noon probably, back into Burlington. So I think I leave at 8 o'clock, I stop at the store that's at the, right before the exit in White River, get a coffee, fill the gas up, and I'm heading out back to Burlington. And I'm maybe 10 minutes away from the Burlington exit, on like exit 9. And I get pulled over because I passed some guy, and I noticed that there was a state trooper in the turnaround little area. But I was like doing 80, so I don't give a fuck, man. I don't give a fuck because I didn't give a fuck, right? 10 o'clock in the morning. Get pulled over. Guy takes license, registration, blah, 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 comes back. Like to the other side of the car, asked if I've been drinking. I was like, dude, drinking? It's 10 o'clock in the morning, man. Who's drinking right now? Yeah, he goes, well, it smells like booze in here. And then I did all the sobriety checks. I did the alphabet backwards, passed all that. Then he goes, I'm going to give you a breathalyzer. I was like, a breathalyzer? Like, I just passed all these tests. He was like, yeah, but this is the next thing we have to do. I was like, have to do. So what happens if I don't do it? He's like, you're going to get arrested anyway. So I said, well, fuck it. All right. I mean, I got to get to a wedding. I don't know. You know, I'm in the wedding. I'm in my best friend's wedding. This is going to be an issue here. This is what's running through my head. Had my phone on me. Luckily, the cop was good enough or nice enough while I was getting fingerprinted and all this shit to let me call my best friend. My best friend's eating breakfast with his parents and his family. And I got to tell him I'm been arrested for the fucking DUI. Oh, man. So his brother-in-law and his brother had to drive up to almost Montpelier to come get me $50 to get me out of the state trooper barracks. And then I have to pay to get my car that's been towed from the interstate another two exits up for some fucking reason. So, get my car back. Okay. Little did the cops know I had weed in the bag. Not a bunch of weed, man. It was like maybe an eighth, if that. Get the car back. Driving. We're in Burlington now. I'm like, what the fuck happened here? How did I get a DUI? I'm like, I'm pissed. Plus, you know, I'm deep in my hip-hop game. I hate the police now. And this is what drove me to edges that I didn't think I would able to come back from, you know, mentally. Because I'm just pissed. I'm pissed of how this went down, why it went down. And I know the easiest thing is, well, you were speeding and da-da-da-da. But the thing is, I did the tests. I don't think, if there's no other, it wasn't like I was swerving around. The only reason he pulled me over because I was speeding, doing 80, passing a motherfucker, trying to get to a wedding. You know, he didn't pull me over because I was swerving or in and out of the fucking lane. That's just not how that went down. As you can see, I'm still angry about it. And so get to the wedding. Obviously, everybody knows I'm in the wedding. At the reception, everyone's like, here's a tequila shot. You know, it's Puerto Rican family. I'm just getting, everyone's got tequila shots going, getting me all liquored up. So next day, say goodbye to my best friend, kiss the family, head back to deal with the goddamn police situation. Fuck a DUI. I didn't know how to handle this. I knew in a couple months, I had a court case. So I had to go back. I had to drive back to Montpelier for my court case. I don't have money for a fucking defender, a fucking lawyer. I'm not talking no public defender or nothing. I fucking screwed the pooch on this thing, I'm guessing. Probably could have had that cleared up before that case, but I didn't take the proper steps. The anger, the non-giving a fuck, the what, you know, blah, 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 blah. Not even thinking about it. I got a good job, but this DUI is going to fuck my whole situation up, right? Because now I live, instead of living in West Lebanon, where my work was maybe a mile away, I'm in Heartland now, where my work is not a mile away. It's 10 miles away. And there's no buses that run out on that dirt road. Let me just tell you. There's cows. There's horses. But there ain't no buses out there. So I drove my car for almost until that took effect. I think it was like 4 more months after I actually got pulled over that I was actually driving for, which was dynamite. And I even drove a little bit after that. I said, fuck them, right? I drove until my inspection ran out, I think. So, you know, that's just, that's my big fuck you to the police in Lebanon. I mean, what the fuck is that? Middlesex? Vermont? I mean, just fuck, man. There's other people fucking off out here, and I'm the one who's got to get, you know, broomstick. No Vaseline, you know? Still angry about it. So, get the fucking, what a great wedding, though, you know? Only not down at all. I stuck up. Smiles all day long. Happiness, joy, dancing, clicking, clacking. Kisses, hugs. Everyone was great. Took care of me. Didn't let me be down. That's what they were like, you know. Said, oh, one of our lawyer friends just had a DUI this summer. I was like, oh, great. What are we going to talk about? Hold on. I got a little puppy situation, little rats. I tell you, these dogs are like a security alarm for anything that happens within 2 football fields, you know. It's just unbelievable. Never seen anything. A quarter of a mile out, these dogs are yapping when there's a car going by. Whew, a lot of work. Had to travel about 2.5 miles to talk to them, settle them down a little bit. So we're back at it. Get the DUI. Everyone's great at the wedding. Come back. My girl at the time, she was living on the other side of Lebanon. I think. Maybe she was in a different town. Maybe she was in Norwich. I can't remember where she was. Fuck. Lebanon or Norwich? Somewhere close. Norwich, Vermont, though. No, New Hampshire, because it's right there. Where Dartmouth is. That's the college. Ivy League school. Just a FYI. Did a lot of landscaping out there. Not the landscaping that you sickos are thinking of, but definitely some leaves and some trimming was going on. Again, with the trimming. Few parties out there. Not one good place to eat. Not really too much to talk about of the Dartmouth scene. There's not a, there wasn't a big college scene. It was more of just a bunch of yokels, which was great. I mean, there was a lot of good talent. I had a blast there. I grew up a lot there. I learned a lot. But that DUI was really a building block and a detriment to, you know, the upcoming steps that I'd be taking in my life. The one thing that always stayed true regardless of that situation was my my drive for continuing to make an abundance of music as much as I could throughout the week. I never slacked on that. I think a lot of my relationships, though, with many people, not just women, were negatively affected by the time that I spent with my love of music. And I mean, not just the time it took to make music, but performing, you know, listening, editing. You know, there's a lot more than just, you know, making a song. There's a lot of time goes and a lot of effort goes into that. And then when you're putting most of your thought process and desire into something that is not just not something that is going to reciprocate that back to you, it can be a difficult thing for another person to understand or want to be a part of. So I always found that to be the most difficult thing with with any relationship is having people understand how much I gave a fuck about this and what I was doing. Because if people, you know, people don't see you on Cribs or like on some award show or hear about you in the news, they don't think that you were shit. And I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's great. But if you don't understand the process to get to that point, I can't help you with that. Because I mean, if you don't have the desire to know what it takes to get to that place and what work is and the, you know, the unfortunate decisions that you have to make of being not just selfless or not being selfless, being selfish. And what all the time it takes away from growing a relationship or a family or anything that another human being can get back to you. A lot of people aren't going to understand that, nor would or want to understand that, because most people are about what they want, what makes them happy. And that's fine. That's what you should be. But I'm never going to, you know, falsify what I'm doing. I told everybody straight up that this, I like you. I want to mind hanging out with you more. I like to see where this relationship goes, but know that I make music, and that's the thing that's always going to come first. And so I never hid that. And if they were hanging out with me, they knew regardless, because there were women the women would stay over in Lebanon. They'd be sleeping in my bed. I'd be recording with songs with other people in the room. One night there was the, what girl was that? It had to have been the Weathervane broad. She was asleep after work in my bed. And I had like five guys in the bedroom recording songs, writing, coming up with this concept, writing and recording the song. And I mixed most of it that night just so everybody could hear it and I take it with them. I was burning CDs out that joint so fast, man, motherfuckers. You call me CDRX, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers don't even have CD players in the cars no more. I don't even know how to help nobody. I gotta find a way that you can just upload shit that's not on. Because most of my songs gotta be copywritten by now, like the beats anyway. Because most of these beats eventually were, so the producer sold them. Some of the beats we used were the ones you couldn't play, the full one. They would only have a sample, but you could. Wait, is that how it worked? Oh, no, it didn't have the download. So there was a play and a download button. So then we got the equipment where you could actually record the way you were hearing. The little software so you could record what you're hearing. This was a long time ago, man. We're talking 2005 where we're doing this shit. You people don't know what I'm talking about. You know, we were ingenious on how we got free beats and how we used that. But fortunately, we didn't have the wherewithal at that time, you know, to create for ourselves or find people that could do that and have a 50-50 partnership, because that would have been 100 times better, because my music would be able to be put anywhere at this point. Because if I had the 100% rights to beats with my flow and my lyrics on there, come on now. YouTube wouldn't even know what to do with Reese 45. But we have to attack from different angles now, because I'm an old ass man. It's November, baby. Fuck me. 22 days. I turned 40 years old. It's been 45 minutes. And we're going to end on that bright note. I can't wait for my birthday. I love celebrating. I love seeing my peoples. I love how they take care of me. Not just on my birthday, but throughout my life. On a daily, weekly basis. I appreciate that. You know, if you do it, you know who you are. You know I got nothing but love for you. And to everybody, yo, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate it. Don't forget to follow and sub whatever platform you're watching or listening on. I appreciate every viewer. Contact me. Let me know what you like. On Twitter, Instagram, at Reese45MC. Comment on the page or on whatever you're listening to. Spotify, you can leave comments. You can leave comments on iTunes. Send some information my way. Let me know what you're hearing. Let me know how you're living. Love everyone you can. Take in all the love you can. Don't be greedy with it. Spread it. You know, just go out there. Do you the best you can. Don't let someone put restraints on what you can do. There's no limit to what we can accomplish. I mean, we went from trying to figure out fire in a cave to me doing a podcast on my computer, which has a touch screen, and I could be watching Pornhub right now and you won't even know it. See what I'm saying? That's where we at. I don't need a VHS no more. I don't need a Betamax. I don't need Showtime Video, Blockbuster. I am Oz right now. I am the Wizard of fucking Oz. I got all the controls. You got all the controls. You can control anything. Your destiny is in your hands. If it isn't, take that motherfucking hand back. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it. This has been From the Bead Room. We will be back here at some point. Some point in the near future. I might be in Florida, actually. That's what the rumor is. But anyway, just for a little vacation, a little stay at the other compound. But anyway, it's a blast. I love being here with you. I love chatting. I love getting some shit off my chest. Psychedelic, 48 minutes. Go Celtics tonight. Let's beat those Cavs. I need some DraftKings money. Come on. Come on, baby. Peace and love. I'll see you on the other side. Episode number 13 is done. I'll see you for lucky 14. Bob Cousy. Peace and love. Be cool, motherfuckers.